where radio history was made. It is understood that Poldhu, the famous wireless station near the Lizard, is to be disposed of lock, stock, and barrel. The tower and mast, which have been a landmark for mariners for many years and a welcome sign of home to thousands of voyagers, are to be taken down, and where they stood, seaside bungalows may appear. In December 1901, history was made at Poldhu, a mullion, when for the first time a wireless signal was sent across the Atlantic. The following year, Marconi discovered while traveling in the liner SS Philadelphia that he could pick up Poldhu signals only 700 miles in daylight, but up to 2,000 miles after nightfall, thus establishing the fact that wireless stations have a range approximately three times greater by night than by day. Later that year, a regular service was opened with Canada via Glace Bay, and in 1903, wireless communications between England and the United States was inaugurated through Poldhu and Cape Cod by an exchange of messages between King Edward and the President Theodore Roosevelt. Then one night in 1912, an operator there received one of the most tragic messages ever conveyed by the ether, for it was at Poldhu that the despairing signals were heard, which told the world that the Titanic, the biggest ship that had ever put to sea, was sinking fast. 2 years later, the station began to chatter furiously. Wireless was being called for the service of war. It was in July 1920 that a voice spoke for the first time by a ship at sea. The call, which was put through by a journalist, consisted of a recitation of part of Kipling, "If," when in the middle of the poem, an order came through for all stations to cease transmitting as the ship was in distress on the Scilly Isles and was sending out an SOS. In those days, there was only one way speech in transatlantic telegraphy. While Poldhu enjoyed the reputation of the most powerful wireless station in the world, it was equipped with a transmitter of 10,000 watts. Today, that power is negligible. Carnarvon uses 200,000 watts, and had it not been for the coming of the shortwave stations, would be using 500,000, and even 1 million watts, indeed, they were actually planned. And so this station, which has given Cornwall a place in wireless history, is to disappear. What we today, who by operating simple devices, may enjoy programs from all parts of the world, which will not forget the pioneer work that was undertaken in the shadows of those telling masts. The mission of the